There was a plan to escape, but it never took place. Before Wabalena, our people were kept on different islands in the Bass Strait, while negotiations and forced removal continued on mainland Lutruwita. While on Vansittart or Guncarriage Island, the women who lived with the sealers made a plan to escape. They told the men to set their white captors' houses on fire, burn them while they slept, or just provide a distraction while the women stole a boat. They meant to leave Vansittart Island before Robinson came out to take them to Flinders, but one of the men let the secret out. Pila Nimina had been kidnapped as a young girl, taken by the sealers, abused and made to work like a slave. Eventually, she was taken back to mainland Lutruwita by Robinson and asked to be a guide on his missions around the island. Like many of our women who were abducted or controlled, when she travelled with Robinson was the only way she was free to walk on her own country again. Pila Nimina didn't lose her will to resist and wasn't scared of her captors. She was a part of the plan to steal the boat, to take their freedom and fate into their own hands. Here at Wabalena they called her Flora, the name given to her by the sealers. They tried to choose a husband for her, but Pila Nimina made that choice for herself. Conditions were brutal and not many children were born at Wabalena. The death rate outpaced births by far. So the superintendent attempted to solve this by forcing marriages and he chose the partners himself. Pila Nimina was married off to Walter George Arthur, a younger man at the settlement. But, like the other women prone to resistance, she refused her new husband. Pila Nimina didn't spend even 1 hour in the terrace designated to be their marital house. When they did not confirm, the superintendent stopped the flour rations until the women cooperated, which in this case lasted 4 days. The women went out bush instead, only coming back when the superintendent abandoned the idea of forcing marriages on our women. Pila Nimina chose Kalamaruinya as her husband, a resistance fighter from the Oyster Bay Nation. The two remained partners for the rest of their lives. She died in 1860, age 51 years.